We're joined by the Hanley Town Man of the Match, the match winner, Kieran Brown. Kieran, 2-0 victory over Clough Uxtown in the Isuzu FA Trophy. What's your assessment of today's performance?
Yeah, I thought we were decent. From the start, we were at them. We pressed them well, got in the faces, and sort of felt like we wanted it more today. We've had a few tough results and poor performances, and we know that. So it's about bouncing back today, changed the formation and got back to what we knew. And we started well, and then sort of saw it out throughout the second half. They didn't really look like scoring, so yeah, it's a decent result.
You got two goals as well. I guess as a striker, it's always nice to score, but two well-taken goals, two different goals as well, the header and then the one-on-one with their goalkeeper.
Yeah, the header I'll take, the one-on-one is a bit lucky, to be fair. But yeah, it's nice to score because it's something I've lacked probably over the last sort of season and a half. Sort of struggled throughout last season because I made a couple of moves that didn't work out very well. Come back here, I was playing well, but just sometimes it doesn't drop for you, fall for you. So hopefully this is a start of scoring a few more goals because I need to add it more to my game. You can't just chase the ball down, play well. You've got to, as a nine, you've got to score goals, haven't you? So yeah, I'm happy about that.
And so as you say, you got your two goals. You've got Hanley through to the next round of the FA Trophy. And when you were with the club the last time, they were a step below, they were playing the FA Trophy. Could you ever imagine them coming here and playing in the FA Trophy and all that they've gone on to achieve since your time?
Well, absolutely, because I was sort of the first of the new chairman, Ron, when he came in, the first of his new signings, and he had that vision to sort of carry on. So I think everybody sort of knew what was going on at the club. So it's amazing where we've come since we sort of did well in the FA Cup that year when I came in. Then it got curtailed, didn't it? And then obviously very good in the league that year. Sort of competing in these competitions, so yeah, it's absolutely fantastic what we've got going down on here, the club, the new sort of renovation that's going on, and the squad as well in general. So it puts us in good stead.
It doesn't. You go on in the FA Trophy at Sheffield at home in the next round. They've beaten Spalding on penalties 4-3. Yeah, what's your thoughts of going into that one? Because also, well, I was going to say you used to play in Sheffield, being at Kidsgrove, but it was I don't think you ever got there in that North Southeast division.
Yeah, no. To be fair, I think we were due to play Sheffield, I might be wrong, but I think we were due to play them in that final season where I was at Newcastle Town at the time, when COVID sort of hit the first time. I think we were due to play them, that they were in our league that year, never got to play them. I think they're the oldest club in football. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many fans we get down here, see what the likes of the team, because we can't really say much about them, I can't lie to you.
But what we can talk about is the weather. It's absolutely boiling today. What was it like out on that pitch? Because it was a job just sitting in that stand watching the game, running around. I could not contemplate doing that.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw me, but I think I went over to the bench about 15 times throughout the match. I was begging. I asked the ref for a water break after about 6 minutes. I was absolutely shattered. But when you look back and all the lads are sort of grafting and doing them extra runs, it sort of spurs you on to do it yourself as well and sort of forget about the weather. I mean, it was tough. We knew it would be tough, but we've just been class today. We really have. We've worked hard for each other. And we just said there, that's a bare minimum. But when that's a bare minimum, it certainly helps you get far, yeah.
I think I would have only lasted 2 minutes in this intro. You know, I always say I'm not built for this weather.
No one is.
You go on. It should be cooler climates on Wednesday. You go to Widnes in the league. How important is it to transfer this afternoon's performance and get your first league win of the season?
Yeah, we've got to go there and get 3 points. It's simple as that. There's no point being patchy. I think we went there last year and we got beaten 1-0, and that was when we we realised we were in a bit of trouble. We can't sort of let ourselves get into that situation again. We've got to go there, get 3 points. It's simple as that. A draw won't be good enough. We've got to play like we did tonight. It's simple as that with the press that we did. So hopefully, yeah, go there, get a first win of the season.
Kieran, thank you for your time and enjoy the two goals. And I'm sure you'll enjoy this weather now we finish playing the football.
Cheers, Rich.